Well, French prisoners of war, so typically at the Norman Cross prison, which is just off the A1 near Peterborough, they would have actually got hold of the bones from their meat rations and worked with these. By the 1800s, there's a big market set up at Norman Cross where prisoners would be able to make models, whether they were domino boxes, card boxes, or model battleships, or even luggers, as commissions. So they'd use the materials that came from their cooks, because certainly these camps were very big. And the most famous one, the first dedicated prison of war camp to be opened, which was opened in 1797, it had, at the height of hostilities, up to 7,000 prisoners living there, which obviously meant there was a tremendous amount of meat going into these places, which were then split up amongst the various barrack blocks and were cooked by the prisoners themselves. As well as the bones, of course, they'd be using any horse glue or animal glue that they could extract from these bones as well. So they had the means for cutting and shaping these pieces of bones, and a means of gluing them together. And also, as with this model, often you'd find the prisoners pinning pieces of bone together as well.